Theron rifled through the pockets of the unconscious guards, finding a small key on the second. Moments later, the Cathar were free of their restraints and on their feet. Theron moved to the exit on the far side of the warehouse floor. He made sure the door to the alley wasn't locked and that opening it wouldn't trigger any alarms, as the Cathar rubbed their wrists to restore circulation.
"Who are you?"
the female Cathar asked.
"Republic SIS," Theron said. "We look after our own. That door leads to the back alley," he added, pointing to the exit. "Can you make it from here?"
The Cathar nodded as she bent down and retrieved the blaster rifle from the guard at her feet. One of her companions snatched another blaster from the second guard.
"Thank you,"
she said, before she and the others sped off toward freedom. Once the Cathar were safely away, he searched the rest of the warehouse until he located the door that led to the private offices between the warehouse in the back of the building and the casino club out front. Theron opened the door carefully, peering through the doorway to discover that the corridor was empty. He guessed Morbo's thugs were probably out front, keeping an eye on the prospective buyers waiting for the auction. The corridor led off in two directions. Standing still, Theron heard the unmistakable murmur of a crowded bar coming from off to his right, so he turned and headed the opposite way. He didn't have to go far before he found what he was looking for. A thick beaded curtain hung across an archway at the end of the hall. Theron stepped through and came face to face with the club's owner. Morbo's private office was a testament to the gluttony, vanity, and avarice of his species. The crime lord's bulk was draped over a luxurious custom-made couch, and the rest of the room was cluttered with opulent gold statues, gaudy paintings, and other garish objets d'art fashioned in the crime lord's own image. Several female Twi'lek servants scurried about the room with downcast eyes as they whisked away the remains of what appeared to be a lavish and exotic feast for a dozen people, but which Theron realized was merely the hut's pre-auction meal. Morbo stared at him with unmistakable disdain. He clearly didn't see Theron as a threat, though his servants had all retreated and were cowering in the far corners of the room.
"I told Rares no visitors before the auction,"
he growled in Huttese. His voice so deep, Theron could feel it trembling through the floor and up into his feet.
"Next auction, I should put that useless Nymordian up for sale."
Like all SIS agents, Theron was fluent in Huttese, but the language put a strain on human vocal cords, so he stuck with Basic for his reply.
"I'm not here for the auction."
"No? Then come back later."
Morbo's long, thick tongue darted out to lick away a spot of grease rolling down the jowls of his chin.
"I have to show my merchandise in 10 minutes.
Theron didn't think it was prudent to mention that, because of him, the auction had been postponed indefinitely.
"I'll be quick, great and mighty Morbo. What I have to say could be very profitable for you."
The combination of stroking the hut's ego and dropping the magic P-word grabbed Morbo's full attention.
"Speak. It better be worth my time."
"I know about the hit on the members of the old Tian Brotherhood," Theron said, jumping straight to the point.